And in the context of this case, I am going to deny the request for suspended imposition of sentence, and I am going to find him guilty of the charge in count one of operating motor vehicle while using a mobile electronic device, and of lane driving charges as set out in count two. Mr. Wrench is correct that even a suspended jail time is unavailable to the court, and no jail time will be imposed in this case. I am going to impose fines of $500, and I believe the court costs on the Class 2 misdemeanor are $66.50 on each count. I may not be correct on that. I didn't have to look at that. But in any event, I will impose those court costs as well as the $500 fines on each count. In addition, as a condition of the sentence, I do find that, and perhaps it's somewhat unfortunate from Mr. Ronsberg's point of view, that, but because of the profile, the high profile of this case, I think that the various charges that the county is requesting here are legitimate with respect to the additional costs that are imposed. I think that certainly securing the area, had it been anyone else, probably wouldn't have taken that amount of cost. And certainly the high profile of the case led to perhaps greater examination and costs involved. I'm going to grant the restitution request of $3,742.38 to the county as not as restitution, but as costs.